Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Standing in the Gap.
Speak the word.
You know, friends, most people have their nose stuck so much in the news and Facebook and everything else that's going on that they don't have time to hear what God has to say. Some have developed habits, really, that the only time they call out to Him is when they need Him. Think about that. You know, we don't want to wait things happen or until you lose everything you've got or your health is gone or whatever before you call out to the Lord. If you do this, if you speak healing on a daily basis or finances on a daily basis, then you'll never do without. You'll always be prepared when the enemy hits you with something because he's the one that brings destruction. He's the one that has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And so when the enemy hits you with that, you'll be prepared. You'll have your armor on. My grandson just went into the Air Force. You know, he had to be trained so that when the time comes, he'll be ready. We can't be ready. You know, it's kind of like the six women with the oil. You know, three was ready, three weren't. I want to be ready. But thank God we have a loving Father that loves us and is there to help us. He says even when we're unfaithful, He's still faithful. Praise God. In 2 Timothy 2:13, in Amplified Bible, it says, if we are faithless, do not believe, and are untrue to Him, He remains true, faithful to His word and His righteous character, for He cannot deny Himself. Praise God. Thank God, brothers and sisters, that He does not treat us like humans treat us sometimes. Right. You know, when a human has something against you, they may not speak to you for a year or maybe never. But I thank God, our Father, that He's not that way.
Amen.
I thank the good Lord that He's not, that He's forgiven. God has called and anointed men and women to help you keep your armor on, to teach you how to resist the devil and keep him under your feet. As a matter of fact, I have a little booklet called Putting the Devil Under Your Feet. In other words, the ministers of the Lord will teach you how to apply God's word to your circumstances. God said it in His word that His children are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. We're all familiar with that. And according to Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed because they have no knowledge.
Amen.
Remember what Paul counsels us to take according to 2 Corinthians 2:11. He says, lest Satan takes advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his devices.
Right.
And friends, you know, ignorant doesn't mean that you're stupid. It only means that you have a lack of knowledge. You know, a lot of people think if you're ignorant or stupid that there's something wrong with it, but it's just because you don't have knowledge. The devil depresses you. He will depress you with burdens too hard for you to bear. He will bring sicknesses upon you, financial difficulties, and anything that will bring you down. The devil will distract you with things you need the least, the things you might think you need the most, but yet you need the least. And all he's trying to do is to get your focus on the wrong things, the things of the world, and for you to put value on the wrong things. We are very good at that, putting more value on things that really don't deserve the value, and the things that deserve the value, we're not putting value on. Amen. And we're all guilty of that too. Hallelujah. This is one of the devil's favorite ploys. He will say, oh, it's okay. He says, it's okay. Let them have their faith and let them cherish it in some little corner of their little hearts, but don't let them pay much attention to it. In other words, when they get sick or need financial help, they will rely on the world's way. Instead of knowing that Jesus is their healer and that God, that He is our provider, He will keep them busy with worldly problems and pursuits. And friends, He does a good job at that, keeping us focused on worldly things and the worldly ways of getting our needs met. Yeah. Praise God. And pursuits rather than God, focusing on the things around them, things in the natural. I must admit that I can see why people are more focused on the things of the world, because we have it thrown in our faces daily, every time we turn our radio or TV on or pick up our phones. You know, I'm going to use what Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:1-5 to talk about the call of a pastor. And I'm also speaking to the congregation of other pastors that will be listening to this message. This means support. This means support. When I say come along beside of, I'm saying this means support in every area, including finances. For we all know that even though God's servants are here to serve you, even so, we need your help. And we need your help in taking the word to the lost. It is everyone's calling, not only a pastor's calling, but everyone that's a Christian, that's a believer, it's your calling too. In 2 Timothy 4:1-5, Paul told Timothy, in the New King James, he says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. He said, preach the word. Be ready in season, he says, and out of season. He says, convince, rebuke, and exhort with long suffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And would you agree with me that that time is here?
All right, yes, it is.
It definitely is.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. Praise God. Verse 5 says, they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables.
My, my, my.
But Timothy, he says, you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of evangelists, and fulfill your ministry. Saints, I'm going to break this down and share with you today what Paul was talking about. But first, I'd like to read the same verses from the Message Translation. In 2 Timothy 4, in the Message Translation, Paul said, Timothy, he said, I cannot impress this on you too strongly, he said. God is looking over your shoulder. Christ Himself is the judge with the final say on everyone living and dead. He is about to break into the open with His rule, so proclaim the message with intensity. Keep on your watch, he said. He says, challenge the people, warn the people, and urge the people, he says, don't ever quit. He said, just keep it simple. And Timothy, he said, you're going to find that there will be times when people will have no stomach for solid teaching, but will fill up on spiritual junk food,
right,
catching opinions that tickle their fancy.
Right.
They'll turn their backs on truth and chase after mirages. But you, Timothy, keep your eye on what you're doing.
That's right.
Accept the hard times along with the good times and keep the message alive. He said, and do a thorough job as God's servant. Praise God.
Right.
Brothers and sisters, Paul was encouraging Timothy to be persistent in his teachings, regardless of whether or not they were being received with a hot or a cold reception. Some messages that I teach, some of them may receive a hot reception. In other words, good, and some maybe a cold reception. Because sometimes, you know, God might give us a word that might step on your toes. Mm-hmm. But I tell people, if I preach and it steps on your toes, just say, ouch, oh man, help me, Lord.
Amen.
You know, because I know, and I still have my toes stepped on, but not so much as I did in the beginning. But in the beginning, I was listening to the word, and I was riding from Virginia to North Carolina before I moved down to North Carolina. I was getting my toes just beat on all the time. But you know, the toes were being stamped on, but the heart was getting, and the mind, the spirit was getting renewed. The mind was getting renewed. And you know, maybe you hear things that, like I said, stepped on your toes, but it's good for you. It's good for you.
That's right.
And even if you don't receive it today, the Lord will bring it back to you.
Amen.
The Lord never gives you, I don't feel like the Lord ever gives me anything that he doesn't want me to teach. And I never mean to hurt anybody's feelings or step on any toes, but if it does, it does. I'm going to obey him. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that it is written that you have blessed us with shepherds after your own heart, who will feed us with knowledge and understanding, who have been anointed to stand in the gap and have been called to train up your soldiers for these end times. I pray that all those listening will understand that they do not have to be a minister to pray for someone, that you, Lord, will use anyone who is willing, anyone who will step out in faith. I also pray that my brothers and sisters will recognize that you, Lord, need all the voices you can get to proclaim the gospel. For we are running short on time, and his children are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I pray that you won't let Satan take advantage of you because of your lack of knowledge of God's word. Stay in the word. Know who you are in Christ Jesus and what belongs to you. Remember, greater is he who is in you than he that's in this world. So stay alert at all times. Be careful about the messages that you feed on, and make sure that, like the Bereans, you will know that it is sound doctrine and not just a feel-good message, so you won't fall for all the trinkets they try to sell you in order to receive a blessing from God. Know this, you can't buy God's blessings. You can't buy him. He is not for sale. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word.